Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's Scuttle Club, your favourite podcast, certainly in your top 20 anyway. Lovely to have you back with me. I fancied this man on Instagram and I followed him and he was following loads of girls with no clothes on and then I did not fancy him at all. We can see what you're doing. We can see you. Which, you know, no shame if you want to follow loads of girls with leather straps on their nipples. It's just not for me. I want a more wholesome lifestyle. Right, well, yeah, thank you for listening. Today we've got Sally Phillips on, beautiful lady. She's in the film world, of course. So think about that and enjoy this episode of Gondola Club. Bye. Hello. Bye. Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello.
We were just discussing our rich history of friendship.
Yeah.
Which hasn't kicked off exactly yet, has it?
Well, not yet. Well, I think it starts today.
I think it starts today, yeah.
I think it starts today.
Well, what will you do?
I don't know what it was, but I just fell in love with you on something and I sent you a message on Twitter going, please can I be your friend, which is, in retrospect, a bit
lovely.
Creepy and weird.
I think it's lovely. And then
you said yes.
You down to I was
but I think
go,
it
go,
might
go.
Have been something like, will you come roller skating with me? It's like, I am 52.
No, it might have been a walk. I judged the market. I said a long walk, a long romantic walk. Never heard from you again.
I'm very glad to be here. I'm very glad to kick off our friendship. I did your panel show, of course, but
that was great.
Evening of Burning Shame.
I love that because you said
Alan Davis.
You did what?
I was on with Alan Davis.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you snogged Alan Davis.
No.
And I was like,
no.
Sally. No, but you did say a very funny story about Richard Herring where you heckled him because you went out with him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then he started going out with Catherine Shepherd while we were still doing a show together.
No.
Yeah.
And who the fuck is Catherine Shepherd, if you don't mind me asking?
She's very lovely, extremely brilliant comedy actress who was in Sally Forever with Julia, the partner.
Yeah.
She's very brilliant
often it's
and lovely.
Often it's not the woman's fault,
it's
actually.
It's not the woman's fault.
It's very rarely the woman's fault, but now and again, you get...
Now and again, it's not... Well, you know, I mean, you know, presumably it's 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, he was allowed to not go out with me anymore. But
was
just
he?
Long term, I dodged a bullet, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he's lovely
now. Because
that
was pre his leather trouser wearing phase,
right.
I'm glad to have missed.
Yeah. You're, I won't pry too much into your private life. Or can I?
You can if you want. I've got issues with boundaries.
Have you?
so
have
you? if you want to know, I'm likely to tell you. And then go, oh shit, when the lawyer's
well,
right.
How did I know that you were going out with a chef?
I must have told you.
No, someone else told me. Weren't you bigger if you were going out with a chef? I think I would be the size of a house.
He doesn't cook all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, he does cook a lot with butter, though. He's got that sort of French chef thing.
Oh, I love that.
Of cooking a lot with butter, like a lot. Are you vegan? Do you eat butter?
I'm vegan, but I ate prawns last night. Low point, because I felt the gristle, and I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, prawns are... I had a job in France when I was 14, getting... crevette, which I think must be shrimp, not prawn.
Mm.
So getting them in a big net and then taking them to the restaurant.
Ugh.
Cycling what,
you were
them
the fish,
to the restaurant.
Where are you getting them from, the sea though? Or?
From the sea.
Wow.
Yeah, Brittany.
Yeah.
And seeing them go pink from shock.
Oh no. No.
It has put me off them. I do eat them a bit, but I don't really enjoy them. So other people, I always go, you know.
Yeah.
You have them. I don't like them that much.
I'm not doing it again. I would consider a clam because it's not got a face.
Really? But it's so slimy.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like, what is it? You know, I eat
it's
seaweed.
Like bogies.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and... hello? You've got the loveliest cheeks. You've got a really nice face, such a pretty face. And I'm wondering if you have, again, personal, but do you have fillers?
No.
They're just your normal cheeks.
I haven't had anything done.
Wow.
And I'm in a, you know, never know whether to, because I guess like 20 years ago, I was like, I'm never going to get anything done.
Yeah.
And then time goes on and you start to look weird on camera compared to other people.
What, because
they've had no wrinkles at all, nothing. And you start to look strange.
No,
I don't feel strange in real life, but yeah. On camera, I'm sort of very wrinkly for my age.
I think you've got a very nice face.
I think I'm, you know, good in a long shot or on a small screen.
Yeah.
The further away.
If you watch me on your mobile phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, you're very lucky because people have fillers in their cheeks to look like your natural cheeks.
It's a weird thing when they don't know when to stop, though, and their cheeks get wider and wider until they can't get through doors.
I know.
It is problematic, though, because, I mean, I've got, you know, good friends where I think, you know, appearing on stage together or doing shows together, at some point you've got to stop having plastic surgery or I've got to start, because we just look like we're different generations.
Right, yeah.
I mean, every time you sit down in a makeup chair, they do quietly suggest things.
Do they actually, in the makeup chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. But they're getting it done. It's just the world we live in.
Yeah.
I don't think we should get anything done.
But I just don't care. I mean, that's the thing. I've partly given up. And I'm, you know, getting out the other end of kids and everything, part of you is, you know, very tempted by letting it all go.
Yeah, good, yeah.
The idea of just croning really dramatically, just suddenly being like, what the fuck's gone on there? Like, you know, if nobody's going to look old, I mean, there are going to be parts for people who look old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did beauty, I mean, this was about 15 years ago, but I did Beauty Practitioner of the Year Awards.
Oh, lovely.
And it was absolutely brilliant. Though half of the room couldn't, you know, pick up their knives and forks, were bright orange, had hair extensions all the way down their backs. Mm. And the other half of the room weren't wearing shoes. So the split couldn't be more obvious. Like, one was all natural fabrics and one was all, you know, plastic fillers. And they weren't allowed to make speeches, so...
What do you mean? Why?
They weren't allowed to say thank you. So there was, I remember, Nail Practitioner of the Year.
Yeah.
Got she had these fantastic long, she looked like Billy Idol in female form, like white hair down to her bum and a white dress all laced up the back, fishtail and bright orange, and doing an extensive mime routine of gratitude at the front. Thinking, this is amazing. I love this.
Yeah. Fucking
can see make a good film, you know, like Zoolander.
Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Yes.
Wet food or dry food?
Wet food or dry food?
Mm.
I was not expecting that. Wet food.
Yeah.
I like sort of wet food, like soup. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a wet food girl myself, actually. Yeah. Statistical probability of love at first sight. Do you believe in love at first sight, I guess?
Yes.
Did you have love at first sight with a chef?
No.
Okay. Oh dear. I'd hate to be him right now.
No, but it didn't take long.
Fourth sight.
It was within about 90 minutes.
Oh!
I would say.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's two courses.
Yeah, we went on a dog walk.
Really?
And by the time we got to the pub at the end of the dog walk, I was like, oh, I think I'm in trouble.
I've just got goosebumps. Do either of you have a dog?
I had more than one, so he walked my dogs.
That's nice, yeah. That's lovely. He had no dogs.
No dogs.
But now he's got two dogs. Do you live with each other?
Yeah.
You can be so nosy, aren't I? We could have gone on a dog walk. That could have been us.
But you've got kittens.
Yeah, I would have taken a stuffed. I would have taken a stuffed dog.
I saw the creepiest thing, which is you can you can get a copy of your pet made for cuddling. It's like £200, and they'll make an exact plush of your pet, presumably for when your pet dies.
Hair. I'd like them to use the hair from my cat.
Well, that'd be taxidermy, wouldn't it? Mm. You can get that done as well.
No, my hairs, people do that. They shred a lot. So,
oh, do they?
Yeah. They can get I can get a ball of hair per day.
You can weave that into stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I will. And I will. Well, you could put this music under anything. You're in loads of films. You're always doing films.
It's quite a good... I'm in lots of solid two-star movies. It's just quite compatible with childcare, to be honest.
Do your movies always get 2 stars?
Mainly get 2 stars. Yeah, 2-3 stars. Occasionally I get a, it's only February and already the worst movie of the year. That's the thing.
But you can't control other people's, like, it's an ensemble. I guess it's like,
well, I guess comedy films don't tend to get great reviews anyway.
No. Some of them are British. That's not going to help.
Lots of them are British, and that doesn't help. Yeah, I mean, I really like them. I just really like the 90-minute format, and I really like doing characters that develop.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're number 5 on the call sheet, that's a brilliant schedule. Mm. So that's, you know, they may be filming for between 4 and 8 weeks, and you're maybe in for 10 days.
Yeah, great. It's kind of, that's great.
Absolutely ideal.
From one two to another. Yeah, but you can't take, do you take it personally, reviews, if it's not your, like, project?
Reviews are always awful, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're always awful. Yeah.
Even if they say you're good, they're awful.
Yeah, and you also, you can't buy into external validation.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I do every single day.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's true. You just have to. Yeah, but they're always dreadful.
Mm.
And especially if, you know, you're. So I did this film, an Australian sex comedy, that was meaning to be very commercial. Not commercial, but very mainstream.
Yeah.
Because the director really wanted to talk about women's sexuality over 40.
Right.
And the fact that women did too much of the cleaning and didn't have enough orgasms. So heterosexual women didn't have as many orgasms as men. And so it wasn't, you know, really wasn't trying to be nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
And so you just brace yourself when something like that's coming out because, you know, people are going to enjoy it and they are going to watch it.
But you just
know that the press are going to have, you know, unkind things to say.
Well,
talking about, you know, there's a cow cuddling experience. Do you know this?
No.
That you can go and you pay money to cuddle cows.
Oh, I think I would as well.
I think I would. It varies, but it seems to be between 50 and £100 to go and cuddle a cow for 90 minutes.
Well, so Monday to Thursday is 50 and then it whops up at the weekend.
Depends on the farm.
Oh,
and
I would like to
go and
that.
Choose a cuddle partner. Like it here, like you'd think it was just the States, but no.
Wow.
Here you go and choose a cuddle partner.
Do they actually
cow, goat, chicken?
Do they put their arms around you or
I think you cuddle the cow. Right. Imagine it'd be hard for the cow to cuddle you back.
Well, then I'm not interested. I'm consent-based. Oh, that's bad. I can do that with my cats anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think I would. But I do like cows because they cry when their friend gets taken away and they're very soulful animals and they know when they're going to the slaughterhouse.
They do. And they have cuddle machines. It's cow squeezing. Temple Grandin, who's a famous autistic cow person.
Yeah, cow expert. Yeah,
cow expert. Farming person. She is de-stressed by physical deep pressure.
Yeah.
And she noticed that the cows also calmed down when they went through one of those channels. So she created a cuddling machine for her, but also for cattle.
Wow.
When they were going to the slaughterhouse, so they were
calmer. But just don't put them in the slaughterhouse.
Don't put them in the slaughterhouse.
Okay. Well, that was the quick fire round, but there's still one question. It's not all men, but it's quite a few of them. What percentage do we think it is?
Oh, about
69%.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Okay, it's time for like a bridge over cuddled water. I'm going to sing a song.
I'm going to be terrible at this.
I'll replace the words with cuddle, and that's... Okay, you're going to be terrible at this. I'm pretty bad at it.
They cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
I mean, good luck.
No idea.
They put a man on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? No. Not really. Naomi Shaker.
I love all your jingles in this, all your cuddle jingles.
You've listened to one of them.
Yeah,
you?
I have.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Okay, any health complaints? I'll look it up and tell you what's really wrong with you.
What's that?
It's my Louise O'Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. You Can Heal Your Body. So you just tell us, you know, if you've got a gammy toe or anything, let us know.
Oh, yeah. I want to read the whole book.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? I mean, what is wrong with me? That's is the question. I feel like it's more the other way around, that like loads of things are wrong with me and then they come out in...
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
But have you got a gammy toe or something, or rickets? I mean, I'll read you some to give you some idea. Amnesia, apathy.
Apathy and spider veins. Terrible sleep.
Okay, sleep is there. Insomnia, fear, not trusting the process of life, guilt. I lovingly release the day and slip into a peaceful sleep, knowing tomorrow will take care of itself. You could replace tomorrow
with today.
Do you know what?
The thing is, I mean, I feel ashamed, but that works for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That works for me.
Take a picture.
I lovingly release... What are these?
They little mantras, yeah. It's really good. I wish people would take it seriously, Sally. I really do.
What do you think about manifesting, like astral ordering?
Thank you. Wow.
Because I think it's... problematic.
I think it's problematic. I think it's a lot of rich people wanting to say that they've created it rather than luck
Someone
and chance
else has made it.
But
Partridge, when something good happens for Alan, he goes, "Thank you." Well, no, because Lynn has done it. Lynn has worked like a lunatic.
Oh,
he goes,
yeah.
"Thank you, God."
Yeah.
But it was Lynn. I think it's tough as well, because then the converse must be true. So if by thinking positively, you've made positive things happen, what happens if you're troubled by, you know, negative thoughts? Give yourself cancer and all of that?
I think there's a book called The Luck Factor by Richard Wiseman, and I do agree that if you're looking for opportunities, then you will be more lucky. They did like loads of studies with people that identified as lucky. So I think things like that help. But the manifesting thing, there's so many things in the way, like The Secret or whatever. It's like, just think it and you can believe it. Well, no.
It's just not true.
Not true. Not if you've had like if your upbringing was really like shady, or they'd said you're worthless, whatever, you can't just like override all of that.
Mm. And the only things that change behaviour are stories, but that's getting quite artificial. It's like when Boris Johnson first got into power, he was faking being authentic.
Yeah.
And now we all know that sort of stumbling, messy haired behaviour is fake, which is a bit annoying for me because that was my shtick as well. I've had to give that up.
But it is so true. You cannot, no one can do a post without trying to get into the algorithms of...
So you are on all the social media channels because you have to be for work, presumably.
I'm just on Instagram and Twitter, and I think it's the death of us, but I'm still on there.
Yeah, I feel a bit the same.
But then it can be nice. It can be nice.
When you're depressed, it's quite nice. I mean, there's a lot of funny, like, you know, the other day I was feeling low. I've had one of those sort of periods where lots of people have died or are dying.
Oh, shit.
And I really made myself feel better by, there was a load of men modelling polo shirt teddies. That made me so happy. It is quite, I mean, that's the thing. I was thinking that on the way here. I was thinking I have to, because the whole journey, as you know, the trains were buggered. So I was going on various different buses, weaving my way through South
Sally
London.
Sally Phillips on bus. You can't bear to think of it, can you? Film star on buses.
Solid two-star movie. And I just wasted the entire time just flicking through nonsense.
I thought I've got to
Bring come off this.
Yeah, I do it all the time, and then I'm like...
Then it's kind of useful, isn't it? So I do quite a lot of advocacy for, you know, my son's got Down syndrome, so for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Or charities that raise money for people with disabilities, or information sharing. It has been really good for that. So it is quite hard to come off.
Yeah. And then when you've got your two-star movie, you need to promote it.
Yeah, and that's part of the deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was a great article in Wired about social media, the enshittification of social media. You should look it up. It's a great word as well. The enshittification.
Yeah.
How it... by design collapses in on itself. So it's servicing no one except the investors now. So my son Ollie loves Instagram, loves social media. Mm. But I guess his life is quite small.
Yeah.
I feel a bit torn about that, because he really loves it. And on some level I think it feels like you're doing so 9 out of 10 people have never had someone with a disability in their home. So if you're familiarising, that's what was so good about the Undateables in a way. I know the disability community had issues with it, quite understandably, but that was putting people with, normalising it, putting people with visible disabilities into people's living rooms when they're doing their ironing. And so And he does seem to make people feel better. I know I'm a...
I do like seeing pictures of you and Ollie, actually.
He's got such a big smile.
That's what I was going to say. He's so, like, infectiously happy.
Well, it's a bit like you with your roller skating.
Yeah. Don't get time for it anymore.
Don't you?
Not really, no. But I will go back to it. But, yeah, that's it. It's like he doesn't mind to be alive.
But he also doesn't mind looking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
Mother and son out and about, just, you know what I mean, goosing about. That's nice to see. That's the opposite of...
It is good fun. It is really good fun. He does love it.
And that's
there's really funny sort of knock-ons from that. So he believes he's a massive celebrity. And so on one of these two-star movies that I did, but it wasn't an Australian one, one of them, there was a premiere in Leicester Square, and it was one of... I think it was the first premiere back after lockdown. Mm. And it was the whole thing, honestly, was a bit of a sham. I mean, they'd bought in celebs off Love Island or whatever to come in.
Oh, jeez.
And there was quite a small crowd because it was just after lockdown, and they were moving them round. Okay. So the TV cameras made it look like there were lots of people there. So the whole thing was a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I arrived. Ollie came a bit after me, I think. And you go in front of there's a bank of paparazzi and you do your photos and then you move round, and then there's TV cameras around the other side, and you talk around there. And Ollie just saw all these people he didn't recognise going and standing in front of the paps, and he thought, well, I'm going to do it too. So he just went and stood on the red carpet, and there was this long pause where they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because age of woke and whatever, they thought, oh, well, okay,
I suppose
and that's the thing, you know, if he thinks he's famous, I guess we'll take the picture.
He's identifying as famous.
Came down the TV aisle as well, talking.
Yeah,
they didn't want to talk to him. He wasn't in the movie, but and also he can't actually string a proper sentence together. I mean, his grammar is very. He's got a language delay as well, so I couldn't work out if I was incredibly proud or a bit embarrassed.
No, it's got to be proud. Yeah.
Like me, it is like living with Joan Collins sometimes.
Yeah. Good on it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Who's that guy that said, I don't want any club that wants to have me?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club.
You left home at 12 or something, didn't you?
15. How do you know that?
I don't know. Why did you leave home at 15?
Stepdad.
Tantrum.
Stepdad didn't really didn't like my vibe so much. But we were really good. But then we made up, and then we really loved each other in later life. It's all in my
book. Legal?
Huh?
Was that even legal?
No, but I met a charity because I was very unhappy and he kept lying about me. I met this charity.
Lying about you how?
Just saying, like, clocks have turned, haven't they? He's interviewing who? clocks have turned isn't a phrase. He'd just lie about me to my mum, like, say that I hadn't phoned to say that I'm safe when I had. That was a deal that me and my mum had if I went to London for 2 days. And he said, no, she's not phoned. And I'd phoned on the dot, 6 p.m. on the dot both days. And, you know, he'd just, like, make up that I said this thing and I didn't. Like, lots of stuff like that. But then I met this charity who bridged the gap. So I signed on early because you can sign on from 16, but I signed on from 15. And I walked out of the house with nothing, but I felt so free. I was like, thank God. And it wasn't, like, so I could have adventure because I was already doing what I wanted. But it was just, like, I don't have to, you know, be in a house where mad games are being played and stuff. So, but when then we got on, me and my stepdad made up, and he was lovely, actually.
He said really sorry nice. For lying. Did he say what?
No, he never, ever, ever
admitted.
But I understood more. He was autistic and we were noisy kids. And he was like, and he just wanted my mum to herself. And he thought we were going to take her. So he was really like, he just didn't, like an animal that's got kids that aren't, he's just like, these aren't like, this blood, he was like bloodlines, you know. But then when we were older, I was like around a lot and helped them a lot. So it's just life lessons, I think. Then he was really cute in later life and he's very funny.
So how did you become a comedian?
Hang on, who's interviewing?
Hey, but I just want to know.
Just nothing else to do.
and just
don't believe you.
Didn't know, honestly, really bad sack. Got the sack loads of times, and then I was like, "Who am I? 27." This guy at Clear Channel was saying how pretty my friend Sally was. I had a best friend called Sally, and everyone was like, "Oh, Sally's so pretty." And then you're like, "What's my thing?" And then he said, "Oh, you're really funny. You should do comedy." And I was like, "Oh," and I really liked comedy, so I just did a 6-week course. Okay, best hug in a film. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best hug in a film. Oh, best hug in a film.
Or TV show.
Best hug in a film. I don't know, but the one that comes to mind straight away is in Like Crazy. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a fantastic romantic comedy with Felicity Jones. They meet at university. She's a British student in the US. And she is so in love, she stays over her visa and then is banned.
Oh, no.
But they're completely in love and they just can't work out what to do.
Oh.
Whether to, you know, get married or not get married. They're having to make all these choices at distance.
Oh, I really want to know.
And then
the
there's
ending.
A hug. Well, there's a hug at the end.
Yeah.
You have to see it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's excellent.
Would they stay together? I must know.
You have to see the film.
Well, should I put it on my list of things to watch?
Yeah, Like Crazy. It is a really classy romantic comedy.
Oh, I love class. Are you writing a lot of films?
That's what I'd like to be doing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's quite hard, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's much harder than you think it's going to be.
Well, yeah, because it's hard to write a blog, let alone.
There's also the economy of it. I mean, that's the thing I really like about it, is that...
You can't get these films made for love nor money.
No. You don't get paid for anything. But the, the fact that you have to say so much with so little.
Yes.
That's the thing. So you have to try and, ideally, with no words. And
love all that.
I do think that there is going to be a market, which is interesting for comics, in under 1 million British comedies that appeal to the UK market.
Do you
only.
Think so?
I really do, yeah.
Okay.
Really do. And all the streamers are, they're commissioning much less.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But they're really interested in local content.
Are they?
For local people, yeah.
Wow.
So, whereas before there was more of a sense of, you know, trying to sell it internationally. Yeah. I think there is beginning to be more of a, I think a really good comedy film done by comics.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting is that
really
with AI,
yeah,
you know, all these sort of screenwriting courses where, you know, you learn the formula to write a screenplay. Well, AI can do that better than anyone. So you're not going to get paid for average. So really you do need quite quirky writing for it to be distinguishable from the stuff made by robots.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and hello. Quick question from Alain de Botton, and then I think we're done. Do you know Alain de Botton?
I don't know him personally, but I always laugh with my friends about the School of Life, where these poor, depressed, often middle-aged women like myself go in and then spend £500 on self-improving books, which I imagine in the long term just makes them more depressed because they're in debt.
I know.
And how much was this pack of cards?
Well, it was $17.99.
Yeah.
And that's going straight to Alain de Botton.
Which three adjectives capture important things? Well, I'm glad it doesn't say the most important things about you. They're just important things about me. I'm just too efficient.
I can't even take a stupid question seriously.
Yeah, can we try a different one? That's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it's boring.
That's like a job interview.
Oh, God, Alain.
What do you worry about in the middle of the night? That's just sort of clearer.
Mm.
I worry about my kids' schooling, Botox.
Yeah.
I worry about the house falling down.
Yeah.
Money.
Mm.
Nothing very funny, I'm afraid.
No, that's okay. And what's life all about? Just a quick lighthearted one at the end.
I really don't know. You sent me that in advance and I thought I don't have any idea.
No, I don't know.
I really don't have any idea what it's about. Is it actually about anything?
No.
Is it making it into a story?
I think it's about experiencing things.
It's about experiencing things.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Expanding.
Some kind of cross between looking after other people and experiencing things?
God, I hate looking after people.
But you're looking after Luke and you love looking after Luke.
I hate looking. You know, he's very independent.
You wouldn't have kittens if you hated looking after things. You like looking after things. prisoners don't go mad if they've got something to look after, like a plant or a bird. I went around Wormwood Scrubs, one of my solid two-star movies, once upon a time, because I played someone who worked in a prison, and they all had birds. There's nets all to keep the birds inside. So this big sort of warehouse, but very secure, warehouse buildings with net over the top, and everyone was keeping songbirds. It's completely weird. And also the walls were painted ice cream colours.
That's like lovely,
pink,
yeah.
And
gorgeous.
It was weird. It was very weird. Sort of citrus room with songbirds flying around, but under a massive net.
So would the songbird come and rest on the hand or anything? Or?
I presume so. I mean, it didn't come and rest on my hand. I imagine there's some problem with guano as well. Like, you're in for life and then you're being shat on all day by canaries.
Wow. And why aren't we talking about parrots more? Because they talk to you. And parrots have, like, let slip when one of them's having an affair, the couple is having an affair and stuff. Yeah, they go like, oh, why don't you call Karen, you naughty bugger, and stuff like that. They do because, like, they...
Imagine if you had a parrot that never learned to talk, though. You'd be so disappointed,
wouldn't
you?
Oh, God, yeah. Thank you very much for coming in. Oh. Really appreciate it. Have we got anything to plug? We'll do it secretly.
No, I just want to be your friend.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's why I'm here.
Friendship. Well, do answer your fucking text then, Anna. So that was Sally Phillips. And, you know, hopefully my invitation to dinner is in the post. Okay, enjoy yourselves. Follow Cuddle Club online if you want to. No hard feelings if not. And you can be the first to receive a picture of me cuddling my cat. Okay, bye then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com